It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take more of the baseball calls and texts here in a second, but Jeff saw something he thought was earth-shattering and breaking.
Oh, this is huge.
You did say triggering, and I think that's the correct word.
I mean, you agree it's triggering.
It's a trigger.
Yes, I've already gotten numerous texts about it. So this from the Detroit News at 11:09, so about 20 minutes ago. Connor Stallions got a job. Apparently, he's the new defensive coordinator at Detroit Mumford. The new head coach, William McMichael, told the Detroit News on Thursday, quote, "I got the most hated man in college football right now, Connor Stallions. He's my defensive coordinator." How great is that?
I mean, I don't know what.
A couple weeks before the documentary on Netflix. I love it. I mean, why wouldn't you hire Stallions?
Well, because he knows football. There's no question he knows football.
He's looking to become the Michigan head coach one of these days.
If you're asking me, are you asking why I would or why I wouldn't hire him?
He could help you win games. I'm pretty sure of that.
I don't know if I'd want all the smoke and attention if I were Detroit Mumford on this.
This is a much smaller scale, of course, but I mean, A.J. Hinch got a job again.
I mean, that's a good point.
And I'm not saying A.J. Hinch was the orchestrator of the cheating, but he takes responsibility for what he takes responsibility for.
He did sit out a year. Connor Stallions got fired.
Belichick, Yeah. I mean, the players themselves in the league still.
I mean,
right?
I get it. Maybe take some time off before you get back into it.
Hey, vacuum selling business ain't as good as it used to be, man.
He's running out of vacuum cleaners to fix.
Hey, it's also high school. You do you. Mumford, you go and do you. You want to hire him, go ahead. But it's going to come with some,
this is how it all
some
starts.
Blowback, I'm sure.
Could you imagine, though, like, Connor Stallion's obviously not hiding anymore. Remember when he would just show up in videos, not say anything, but he'd make
on
little
the
cameos?
Lines from other teams?
Well, that
those
too.
Videos?
Yes. Do you think the spy glasses are going to make their way to Detroit Mumford? I mean, that's a guy that will leave no rock unturned. Don't you want a guy like that fighting for you? It's kind of genius. I mean, it really is. If he does well at Mumford,
well,
what's
something.
Next? College?
It's something. Are you surprised he's gotten it's a high school gig.
Yeah.
Are you surprised he's...
I'm not.
...going to coach at a Detroit school before... the other shoes have fallen in this case, and before anything's come down,
well, nothing's going to happen to him.
No, but I mean, it's going to be exposed, and you're going to find out just how kind of.
Maybe it's a good thing he got the job early before the doc came out. No, but do you think if he does a really good job in college, maybe one day
this
becomes
is high school?
In high school, and then one day he becomes a head coach.
Do you think he gets back in the college ranks? I don't know.
I think he will. I mean, eventually all's forgotten. You just mentioned A.J. Hinch. I mean,
he was
part of the biggest cheating scandal ever, and he's back in managing now.
Will he get an opportunity at some point if he proves that he's his worth? Sure, he will. I think that there's plenty of branches in that Michigan tree that will reach out and support him at some point.
Very quickly, Gator. I'm looking at the ticket text. Somebody doesn't like the breaking news. He thinks it's dumb, while other people are fascinated by the breaking news. So I'd say the breaking news had a 75% approval rate.
Based on one ticket text?
Yes. There's a couple if it was worthy of being breaking news. I don't know if I'd say it was worthy.
I don't think it was worthy of being breaking news. Do I think it's triggering to a degree? I think it's kind of triggering. But when you had said there's breaking news, I thought, did the Tigers just buy out Javi Baez?
Oh, that'd be nice.
I'm like, that's big news. That's not what happened. They didn't do that.
Do you think
waiting to hear who the corresponding moves are for bringing up Trey Sweeney and Jace Young, which we'll get to a little bit later on in the show. Let's get back to the baseball topic. The idea that Major League Baseball is considering implementing a rule that would force starting pitchers to go six innings in a game with caveats. Throw 100 pitches, you can be taken out of the game. If you give up four runs, you can be taken out of the game. Or if you're coming off a rehab assignment, you can be taken out earlier. There are some caveats. There's some fuzzy areas. But just the general idea of forcing teams to use their starting pitches for six innings, I don't like it. I think it's ridiculous. I don't think there's a problem with it now. Yes, pitchers aren't pitching as long and as deep into games as they used to. However, if it's a strategy that managers are using to win games, all I care about is winning. Now, do you have a better chance of winning if you use an excellent starter for more than 100 pitches? You probably would. And I think it depends on the starter. But this is baseball, and this is what's up topic right now.
I think the biggest issue, and maybe you're right, maybe it helps them win, maybe it doesn't. I think the biggest issue is they're babying these pitchers. They're worried too much about potential injury, and I think it's taken away from the beauty of baseball. Part of the beauty of baseball, whether you want to admit it or not, is watching a pitcher go deep in the games. And unfortunately, over the last 5 years, it hasn't happened all that often. 23 complete games this season, and how many games have been played? It's ridiculous.
Well, I do want to also re-mention the caveat we have when talking about this topic. Nobody is to bring up anything prior to 1990. There are four specific names. If anybody brings these names up, we will just end it. There it goes.
Kicked off the air.
It's just stop, okay? We're not going to allow it. Same thing with ticket text. Jeff is going through those and sifting through, making sure that those names don't come up or that the era does not come up.
I've deleted those ticket
text. We're not going into it.
And the users.
Gary is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how are you, Gator and Jeff?
Gary.
I just got a couple quick things here, okay? And my radio is down. Okay.
Thank you.
So I said, so I'm thinking about the MLB Players Association. Would they allow such a thing like that? I have my doubts. I don't think they could sit there and enforce that. And what is the penalty if they don't go the six?
That's
innings?
A good question.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy's gone. Five innings, he's thrown. Well, I guess, again, they have the caveats in there where you can take them out. The hypotheticals, I'm not sure if they matter at this point, but it's asking what the penalty is. It's a good, like, if they were to take him out, they're like, no, he's got to go back out there and pitch.
Well, you could fake an injury, I guess.
Right. And then, I mean, Scott, go ahead, shoot me down. But now, what if a guy says, well, I have a dead arm now because I've been going six innings the last four starts? And now, is there a possible lawsuit? I'm just throwing it on the table.
Gary, maybe, but look at it from the other point of view. I think, and Gator got mad at me because I said Nate Sudfeld was all about collecting a check, but don't you think the majority of these starting pitchers want to go deeper in the games? I think they do. And I think if given the chance, they would probably want to go. So when you talk about if the Players Association would be good with this, I would assume if you're going six, maybe you get a benefit. Maybe you get a little kickback or something.
Well, okay.
Kickback.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Thank you much.
Thanks, Gary. I don't think they're going to work that into the new contract. I think his point is valid. It has to be ratified by the MLBPA, and I don't know how they would feel about this. I think when you ask the question, do I think the starting pitchers want to stay in the game? I think every starting pitcher wants to stay in the game. I don't think there's any question about that, unless they've given up like 10 runs. They want to get out of there as soon as possible.
Which they'd be taken out regardless, but yes.
Yeah, unless, hey, man, we need you to, you're going to get killed today. We got it, but we need you to eat up innings because we don't need to use Zach McKinstry as a pitcher again.
If you think about just starters maybe wanting to go deeper in games, I also think it could benefit starters. Right now, starting pitchers, obviously the really good ones are going to cost you a lot of money to sign. With that being said, they only get you 5 to 6 innings. I was looking at Tarek Skubal's stats the other day. He's going to win the Cy Young. Probably going to win the Triple Crown of pitching. Pretty impressive, but not nearly as impressive as it was 10 years ago when guys were going longer in the games, when guys were going deeper in the games. I said 10 years ago. I didn't say 30 years ago.
Careful.
So the point is, I think a rule like this would actually allow pitchers to start making more money. Right now, you look at starting pitchers like they're NFL running backs.
Yeah, but they're going to pay him regardless. Tarek Skubal is going to get paid regardless if he's only
like
averaging. That's the example you brought up.
Yeah, but the average starting pitcher that only gets you 5 innings, are you really going to break the bank for that guy? Probably not. Prove you can go 7 or 8.
Yeah, but if you're pitching 6 or 7 and you're not a good pitcher, then your ERA and your WHIP gets elevated and you're not making the money. Glenn is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Gentlemen, thanks so much. Been listening to this. This is a tremendously interesting topic. To me, it's like the economics of baseball and how it's changed so much. And I know one of the names.
Don't do it.
It's going to get the shark bite, so I won't say it.
Say it at the end of your call.
No, don't say it at all.
Yeah, maybe at the end. No, but again, the economics of the baseball here, and so basically you're having to talk about the efficiencies of, okay, so I can use a pitcher. If you talk about what, if you get 90 pitches out of a pitcher, I haven't looked, I haven't, you know, done a real close look at all the stats, but a 90 pitch is probably about what, six innings, maybe?
Maybe. Probably not.
It depends. Yeah. I mean, you know, it depends on each pitcher is going to be
on
different.
On the day and the pitcher, yeah. Yes. And, you know, who you're playing and all those kinds of different variables. So, again, the economics piece. And so it's just like all the different variations. And I like, you know, I'm an old school baseball guy. So I like to see if the pitcher is pitching well, I like to see them having the opportunity to go ahead and have some continuance. But if they put some, you know, additional, oh, you can't kind of thing in there, I guess I kind of have an issue with that.
All right, thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it, and thank you for dancing around it.
Damn it, I wanted him to say one of them. We need somebody to say one of them.
No, you know what we can do, Kang? We can do the 10 texts.
10 texts on what?
10 texts for people to guess who the four names are. That
oh, people have
not,
gotten them like with the one text.
Hear.
Yeah.
with one text.
I would like...
There are four names in particular that we sure. do not want to hear. We can take the 10 texts, and we can reveal that prior to the top of the hour. We are going to get back to the Lions coming up at 12:05. So maybe we do this right now that we need to get we need to hear 10 texts. We need 10 texts from the people at 248-539-9797. Text in the four names that you think that we have put on complete embargo from this topic about pitching and pitch counts.
Do you want them to text four names or one name each? Because
no, four.
Four.
I want to see if anybody nails it. Hit the grand slam of the names.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that's a voice.
So go ahead and send those over, 248-539-9797. And also, to Jeff's point, Jeff wants to give you credit. In order to take credit, you need to sign your name. So please sign those texts.
Good luck and God bless.
Yeah, that'd be great. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We'll continue talking about it. This is a hot button. Apparently people like the idea of the pitchers being forced to go six innings. I don't know. If I was a manager, I'd be pissed. Let me manage the game. You hired me to manage this team to win games. Let me do it. It goes both ways. 97.1, the ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.